Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With Labor Day behind us, the field of candidates to succeed Senator Ted Kennedy is expected to become clearer in the next few days. Kennedy has held that Senate seat in all but 2 years dating back to 1953, but that won't continue to be the case. Former Congressman Joseph Kennedy has decided not to enter the race, clearing the way for other Democrats and maybe some Republicans. Joining us this morning to size up where the race is going is Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Professor Berry, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us again.
Good morning, Bob.
How does Joe Kennedy's decision influence what happens now from today forward in this race?
Well, it's going to have a dramatic influence on what's going to happen. All the other possible candidates were waiting to see if he was going to run. And if he had run, it was likely to be a Coakley-Kennedy race. But now we're going to see four or five other candidates jump in. So it's a free-for-all.
How strong a candidate would Joe Kennedy have been?
I think he would have been a strong candidate if that speech that he gave the night before his uncle's funeral was any indication. He had a powerful message, and there would have been a great emotional tug. Not sure he would have won, but he has some tough competition in Martha Coakley, at least. But he would have been a formidable candidate.
Okay, you talked about Coakley a couple of times here. The current Massachusetts Attorney General, she's already in the race. She's announced. Congressman Stephen Lynch has taken out nomination papers but has not formally announced yet. Let's hear about the other people you expect in this race.
Right. There's at least four other former or current members of the congressional delegation. Marty Meehan, who's the chancellor of the University of Massachusetts at Lowell. Ed Markey, who's a high seniority and very powerful congressman, chairman of the Energy and Environment Subcommittee in the House. Michael Capuano, who's liberal, very popular with labor, representative from Somerville. And John Tierney, who's also a very liberal representative from the North Shore. One of the things that's interesting about this is because it's a special election, none of the congressmen who are running have to give up their seats. So it's more or less a free shot. And Senate seats in Massachusetts don't come open very often. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, which is why we're likely to see a number of them jump in, even though their chances may not be all that great.
All Democrats. We'll talk about Republicans in a moment. But who leads in that Democratic field? Or is because the field could be so large, is it really anyone's race?
I think Martha Coakley starts in the pole position. She has very high name recognition across the state. She has high favorables. What she doesn't have right now is a lot of money because as a state office holder, she doesn't have a federal account. But I think she'll be able to raise quite a bit of money. So she starts off as the leader. Marty Meehan has $4.9 million in his federal account left over from when he was a congressman, so he can buy a lot of name recognition if he jumps in. Ed Markey has, quite a bit of money, too, and he's a very powerful congressman. It's not clear it's to his advantage to step down from a subcommittee chairmanship in the House to be a low seniority senator. Michael Capuano and John Tierney and Stephen Lynch all have name recognition problems, and so they're going to need to raise a lot of money quickly and get on the air quickly if they choose to run.
On the GOP side, the only Republican office holder to jump in so far is Bob Burr, a selectman from Canton. State Senator Scott Brown has said that he's considering a bid. We've heard from former Lieutenant Governor Carrie Healey, who said that she's out. Why hasn't there been more action yet on the Republican side?
Well, we can go right to the numbers. It's important to remind ourselves just how Democratic a state this is. Only 12 to 13% of all registered voters in Massachusetts are Republicans. So for any Republican, it's a daunting challenge.
Do you expect any big names in the GOP field?
I think Scott Brown, who I would not describe as a big name, but as a promising member of the GOP, looks like he's going to run. He's a state senator from the western suburbs. He has a name recognition problem, and more importantly, I'm not sure he's going to be able to raise the money. I think a lot of Republicans are looking more toward the gubernatorial race and thinking that Charlie Baker has a good chance at defeating Deval Patrick and Tim Cahill. So Brown has a challenge ahead of him.
I know the candidates are either not out of the box yet or hardly out of the box, but what do you expect the chief issue in this U.S. Senate race to be?
On the Democratic primary, it's who's going to back health care strongly, who's going to carry on the mantle of Ted Kennedy. I don't think there'll be great differences except for Stephen Lynch, who's a more moderate Democrat. And I think Lynch's plausible scenario, not highly plausible, but a plausible scenario, is that running in a group of four or five liberals, the one moderate can sneak through.
Jeff Berry, political science professor at Tufts University. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.